So the passport bros are dying. Recently in the news, there has been a rise in deaths when it comes to these men that travel overseas, specifically to Colombia, to party or, you know, find like a boo thing for the time that they're there.
So it's come to my attention that they are unaliving the passport bros down in Colombia. So let me just make sure I have this straight, Demarius. You thought that you was going to take your ass down to South America on a flight powered by Massage Noir to go sexually exploit the locals, and there wouldn't be no consequences? You just really thought you was going to go, like, scout a wife maybe to bring back, and you could come in and live your life happily ever after, and nobody was going to say nothing, and nothing was going to happen to you? Here's the thing. When the unthinkable does happen, do you think the popo in Colombia are going to waste time and resources trying to figure out what happened to your black ass? Sound like Big Mom and them going to be having a memorial with nobody and no answers. How dreadful.
Now, after this article was released about those passport bros making their way down to Colombia and getting the United States had to put out a travel advisory to these dusties, okay? A literal travel advisory to these dusties to not go and meet strangers in foreign countries on dating apps. And shout out to Sandra Rose, this blog that put out this article because it's an amazing read. So they state in the article, a growing number of men are traveling to foreign countries to meet submissive women who are less expensive and not too demanding. The term, you guys know, is passport bros, first appeared on TikTok, and it references men who use dating apps to hook up with women in other countries. It states below that authorities say that at least 25 passport bros were unalived in Medellin, Colombia in 2023, and four Americans were killed in Medellin in November alone. Now, Owens, a 59-year-old passport bro, was gunned down, robbed, and taken for his watch and gold chain, and then his family had to receive his bodies 2 weeks later in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The U.S. State Department helped the family out to cut through the red tape to bring his remains home. You guys have to understand, that's not what the State Department is for, but that is what the State Department will do. Now, the U.S. State Department is issuing a warning to avoid using dating apps to meet women in foreign countries, because you could otherwise get yourself... It's crazy. The State Department has to do this. It's a waste of tax dollars to have to warn people to not do this. But again, there's the warning.
32 passport bros have been found dead in Colombia between January 2023 and October 2023. And that's just in the city of Medellin alone. The number of thefts committed against these foreigners has also increased 200% in the third trimester of 2023. And you know, I don't have a problem with people trying to find love. I do, however, have a problem with men traveling to poorer countries to take advantage of their women. And it seems that the Colombian government and gangs have a problem with this as well. Quoting the mayor of Medellin, anyone who thinks they can come here for and tourism, we don't want any of that here. What's not bragged about as much in the passport bro community is that many times these gangs are actually forcing underage girls to sign up for dating profiles to lure these guys in. So these Colombian men are really just Chris Hansening these guys, except with much more serious consequences.
So just a little backstory. I lived in Colombia. I moved there 2021 of July, and I moved back June of 2022. And I was looking for a country that I could just go and live as an adult and just live a very simple life. Now, initially, I wanted to live in Germany. But then when I traveled to Colombia for my 26th birthday, I just fell in love with it. And the cost of living was cheaper. It was perfect. Now, a lot of people didn't really understand why I was choosing to live in Colombia, because all they've heard was like Pablo Escobar or just very negative things. And for me, I literally went there for the culture, the people, the experiences, some food, because I ain't gonna lie, I was kind of struggling in there. But anyway, during my time as an expat in Colombia, I was able to meet other expats, and, you know, we have like Facebook groups and things like that. And they would say, oh, you know, we meet here, or, you know, you would meet up with a few of them. And there was this place specifically, Medellin. I want to say, I remember it was Parque Lleras. It was very popular like during the weekend. So I would go there, meet up with like expat associates and acquaintances there. And during the weekend, you would see so many travelers, and it's weird because I could easily spot the American one. Number one, they didn't really dress to blend in. You could just kind of tell. And I remember these group of guys, like, it's almost like they were on a hunt. I don't know what they were looking for. I'm going to guess that it was women, but they were just like on a hunt, and there was just this arrogance about them. They just looked like they were on a mission. I have no issue with anyone traveling to find love. You know, if you feel like you're not valued here, okay, if it's genuine, it's authentic, go ahead and do you. But when you are traveling to another country to go and almost exploit the women or just look at them as sexual objects, there are going to be some consequences. Now, of course, work is pretty popular in Colombia because the economy is hard. So please don't take this as, oh, all Colombian women. Absolutely not. But there are some, it happens. It happens everywhere. It happens in the United States, happens in Africa, Asia. I'll never forget one time I was leaving like a grocery store that was connected to like some apartments. I think I may have stayed in the apartments, you know, like a temporary Airbnb. And I remember seeing this black guy and he was going, you know, he had two Colombian ladies with him. You know, you kind of knew what it was. And he was going in. I said, ah, okay, I hope this man, I hope this one would leave. Because a lot of times what happens is a lot of these men end up getting robbed because what they do is they'll take these women to their apartments. And I guess because if you know, they're men, they just assume that all these women can't harm you. Okay, well, I mean, I guess that may be partially true, but a lot of times these women, they're being tracked. Okay, they have boyfriends, they have pimps, they have brothers. So they go into your apartment. A lot of them will leave their computers and laptops and stuff out there. And they come back out and there is this dust. There's this drug that I was told about. I believe it was called either devil's dust or something like that. Once they just blow it on you, you literally have about maybe a minute or just a few seconds before you are not able to move anymore. It kind of paralyzes you. And I'm like, the first time I heard about that thing, I was like, that sounds so demonic. But it happens and it's real. And so what happens is you're unable to move and they're able to rob you. They're able to call their boyfriends up to your apartment and take your belongings. And sometimes these men don't make it.
That's like a business. That's a straight up like industry now is drugging and robbing tourists in Medellin. They use that thing, scopolamine it's called. And that's the devil's breath. And that's like they take it out of a piece of flower that grows indigenous down there. You take like a, like just a little, like some seeds out of the middle of this flower. Mm-hmm. And you can just like blow it on somebody or make it into powder and put it into somebody's drink. It will make the person completely black out. Really? But they'll have all of their motor skills. They'll have all full physical mobility. So people will get drugged with scopolamine. They will be walking around. And some I could say, hey, take me up to your apartment and give me your TV and all your money and all your furniture and you'll just do it.
The thing is, the police is not going to be in a rush to try to solve your case, right? They're going to do what they can. But at the end of the day, it's like you put yourself in these situations, you've heard about these stories and still yet here you are. And you also have to remember, these policemen know what you came to this country to do. And you have to remember, you may see these women as sexual objects, but they look at them as these are their daughters, sisters, women that they care about. And so they're not going to be in a rush to try and rescue you from your nonsense. They're just not. And I hate that Colombia gets a bad rap because it really is such a beautiful country. I love it. And instead of all the culture and just the beautiful things and just intricacies of Colombia, you're over here. A lot of expats will meet foreigners on dating apps. And I personally don't use dating apps. I think I tried it for like 4 days. I was like, yeah, no, this ain't for me. And I just, in Colombia, I had no interest in dating because I know where my heart is. So I'm just was not interested. They'll meet these women on these dating apps. And it's not even like you're really trying to wine and dine her. You don't even care to get to know her. You don't even care to learn basic words in her language. You just want to spend your little $26 and get to business. And that's sad. And something that I've noticed is that a lot of these men, not all of them, but a lot of them are men who are not financially, you know, they're not doing as well in their own country. And so they're almost, you know, blaming women for not wanting to date them while they have no purpose, they have no goals. So they come to another country so they can feel like the king and they can feel, you know, they want to feel like the man. Instead of doing what they're supposed to do in their country, they're going to somebody else's country. So it's like, okay, you like the feeling of feeling like a man. You like the feeling of a woman admiring you, but you're just too lazy to do the work in your own country. And so you're blaming the women in your own country that are doing what they're supposed to do. I met a guy in Colombia, nothing romantic, didn't look at him like that. And, it was cool at first. And he would complain a lot. He would complain a lot about America. He would complain a lot about the women in America and say, oh, everybody's trying to keep up with the Joneses. And they just want to take and all this stuff. And I was listening. I was like, okay, I was just listening. And so the more I got to know him, the more I realized, was it that the women were mean or was it that they held you accountable and you weren't trying to hear it? Because basically, the more I knew about him, the more I realized you have no ambition. You don't care to work or really better yourself. You're just okay with getting these checks that you're getting monthly to kind of get by because you know that money is going to go far in Colombia. You just want to buy your hookah. You want to smoke it and do you, I guess. But it just came off as very bummy. I hate to say it. And the reason why I stopped really associating with that person was because at some point I had to hold this person accountable. I was like, hey, you keep posting all this stuff complaining about America and America so this and, you were so depressed. But I would see he would shift the blame and blame America and all, American people. But you're in another country, right? You're in Colombia and you're still not happy. So obviously it wasn't America. Obviously there's something in you that you need to kind of work out.
So I'm from Colombia. If you're a Colombian girl, you have 3-4 American guys approaching you, offering you money and pulling out their passport, like literally, and then telling you, I'm American, like I'm actually looking for a girl, like I will bring you here, but it's just odd. Like why you wanna get with a girl that doesn't speak your language and that makes up to $200 a month? You know, it's just odd. Like I don't wanna point fingers, but it's like, why are you looking for that when you can get a girl? Why can you not get in America, you know? Why you cannot get a girl?
This is black guys or white guys?
I saw a lot of black guys. You know, it's odd. Like the desperation that they exude is just weird.
Again, wanting to be admired, you're gonna date a girl that sees you as the king because you still desire that. You're just too lazy to really do what you need to do. When I say lazy, I'm not talking about men who are not where they want to be yet, but they have purpose and they're working for it. I'm talking about the ones who are just okay with bumming it out and they want people to mold to their needs. They don't want to change. They don't want to do anything with their lives. I also feel like Colombians are tired of you guys coming to their country and trying to take advantage of their women and young girls and boys or whatever. And they don't feel sorry for you.
A comedian was kidnapped and murdered while on a date in Medellin, Colombia last week.
I'm not impressed. As a Colombian, we've been telling y'all so many times to stop going to Colombia for sex tourism. Honestly, I lost all empathy for passport bros. And I'm not trying to start any controversy, but I love how this dude decides to describe this man, this 50-year-old man who used to fly to Colombia just to have sex with 19, 21, and 20 years old. As an activist, as an angel, as a person who helps so many immigrants from his country in the States, I'm not denying anything he has done to the community. Good for him. But do not paint the situation as, oh, this poor American went outside and he fell in love. No, he was looking for a 20-year-old to take advantage of. He almost tripled her age, just so you know. So, no, I do not feel bad for a pervert who only went to Colombia for sexism and got murdered in the process. Now, there's bad people everywhere. But don't try to follow this propaganda about how everywhere in Latin America is dangerous and how you too can get money in broad daylight.
Again, I would never rejoice in anyone's death, but when you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. And I feel like we've seen enough stories for some people to know that, hey, you need to be careful. When you go to Colombia, you need to try to blend in. Stop trying to be super flashy. You will get robbed, okay? If as me, when I was there, sometimes I don't even talk English because the thing is I can actually blend in if let's say I have braids or something and I don't speak. They'll just assume I'm an Afro-Colombian. Once I start speaking, I tried my best to assimilate to the culture because that's why I was there. When you travel to these countries, listen, have fun, be safe, right? Don't leave your drink just out in the open. I would really encourage you. I know some men are not going to listen to this, but the wise ones will. Don't invite people to your house that you don't know. Do you know that I stayed in my Colombian apartment for about 10 months? And the only time I had visitors were when my friends from Texas came. And I believe, yeah, the last two visitors that I had was when I was actually moving out of Colombia and I was selling a few of my things, giving away a few of my things. So they came maybe like the 3 days before I left. Other than that, I did not play about that because I'm like, I don't know this country. Anything can happen. And so y'all just be safe. Be safe. Use your wisdom. Don't go out there being arrogant. Try to blend in as much as possible. I explored Colombia by myself. I had no issues, but I also used my common sense. And it's a beautiful country. I can't wait to visit again. My condolences to those who have passed on. But for all of you all who are here, use wisdom and you will be okay. So let me know what you think in the comments below. Have you experienced this? Have you traveled to a foreign country? What are some tips that you use to stay safe when traveling? And if you're not subscribed, be sure to subscribe and also like this video as well. And I will see you in the next video.